This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, South by Southwest Music. It's Friday. I am here with Holt, the man known as Holt. I know you as Nigel, man. Yeah. We were just talking about how we did an interview here at the same spot, at this same hotel, a year ago. Closed sessions, exactly. Soundscape, walking right by. And, like, we were just talking about how we did this interview in this same spot at this same hotel a year ago, and that seems like it was, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But it's been a year. How you been?
Very, very good. Finally got my album out. I'm married. Chilling hard as hell, like doing hella shows, just finally being able to do what I've been wanting to do. So I'm super stoked,
dude. I mean, you made it, like,
finally.
We were talking about, like, you know, we've known each other and seen a long time, and I've seen you, like, come up and do so many different kind of
versions.
And, like, you know, like, talking now, it's like, now you are, your album's out, you're married, like, I've seen all these kind of good news announcements, like, on your Facebook page. Like, how does it feel to kind of finally get to this point after so long of paying your dues?
It just feels good, but it feels even better because I paid my fucking dues. Like, right. Now I'm like, you can't tell me shit. You know how long I've been working at this? How long I've been, like, no one in the world can tell me I ain't get what I deserve.
Oh, you just showed up.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Like, I've really been putting in years and years of hard work. No one's helped me, no kind of leg up, no kind of hookup shit. Like, I've been working, you know what I mean? And my work got me to where I was. So it feels amazing to finally have my art out, to finally be able to sell it, move it. You know, I've been waiting to do shows forever, you know what I mean? Like, and I was stuck not being able to perform for so long. So just being back, I just love it, dog. I love it.
Well, let's talk about kind of like some of the obstacles and roadblocks, you know, that prevented you from getting here along the way. Like, what were some of the challenges you had to overcome to get to this point where now you're finally where you wanted to be?
Man, I made two albums worth of rap music. I was ready to put them shits out. Never came out. I was salty as fuck about that shit. Like, I was just hemmed up on a deal. It just, like, it didn't come to fruition the right way. So I was, like, mad, like, annoyed and depressed, like, you know.
And that's such a, unfortunately, such a common story in the music business, not just hip-hop. Like, I've heard it from rock bands. I've heard it from all kinds of artists where they're like, I spent 2 years making an album and then nothing.
Yeah, well, it depends on the label and it depends on the artist. Some artists will, you know, they'll get some hype around them and be popping, and they'll take too fucking long to put the album out, and then people already don't give a fuck by the time they're ready. So the label like, nigga, you should have put this shit out a year ago. But then there's artists that's ready to put shit out, and then the label bullshits them, and they can't put their shit out, and they, you know, fucked in the game. So it's like, it just depends on the situation. But in general, it's always some bullshit, man. Like, it's like, why the fuck is it so hard? If you sign an artist, let him make the art that you signed him to make. Don't try to make your art through that artist. And if so, you need to be a motherfucking artist. You know,
like, if I invite you over for a dinner party and then you show up and you're like, when are we eating? And I'm like, no, there's no food here.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, what?
It's like, what the fuck is the point of signing an artist if you're not going to let him make his art? Don't sign an artist and go, okay, you need to do this and you need to make that. If you think he need help, don't sign him.
Or, like, people, I think, get signed just the labels. Like, all right, well, now, like, BMG can't get them.
Yeah.
Or Warner can't get them.
Right.
So they're off the board. So now we don't have to worry about them competing with our other artists or something
right.
like that.
And then there's artists that think, oh, I got signed. Okay, now you tell me where to be. Now you tell me when my... It's like, no. You still got to work as hard as possible. I still make all my own beats and write all my own songs and direct all my own videos and create all my content. I do all of that shit. I'm just on a label that's got to give me some bread to do it.
Well, it used to be like, I mean, like in the 90s and on, like, you know, kind of before the internet, like if you were signed, a label did everything. And if you were independent, you did everything.
Yeah.
And now you're right, like it's very much the same thing. Even if you're on a label, you're still doing all that
everything.
Shit DIY.
And there's a lot of art. I mean, the thing is, you can be signed and wait for the label to do shit. You're just going to be waiting a long motherfucking time. I ain't waiting for shit. I'm halfway through my second album, and they ain't even giving me the bread to make it yet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, because I just put my album out. Right. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just can't be on that shit where you think you don't have to work no more, that you can be this fucking cool guy. Like, the 90s are over, dog. Like, niggas ain't selling like they used to.
Well, I mean, what I've seen is ever since the Kanye announcement last year, like, right around this time.
Yeah.
You're right, like, you haven't been waiting, like, okay, cool, I'm gonna wait till Kanye takes care of it. Like, I have seen this last year.
Yeah, right.
This last year, man, like, it's been videos, it's been the album, it's been promoting, yeah. It's been, like, doing all this stuff, and I've seen that happening behind the scenes, and, yeah, you weren't waiting. You got door, and you were like, all right, let's do this.
All I needed was, I was gonna do this shit regardless, but it just helps to be signed to a label that has a great name for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't that, like, being signed, first of all, Def Jam was one of the most, was the first most creative hip hop label of all time. So being signed to them is iconic. Then, on top of that, I'm signed to Good Music, who is known for putting out only fire. So I wanted to, if I was going to sign any label, it was going to be them. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a best case. You know, you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, the legacy there, absolutely.
Yeah, and like, but I also knew, I'm not the kind of guy that's like, hey guys, can I shoot an album cover with me jumping out a window? Okay, we got to get that cleared and let's talk about it. Oh, fuck all that. I'm like, I just go do it, and I go, here, I jumped out of a window. Cause you, it's like the same thing with shows. You don't ask the stage manager, hey, can I crowd surf? They have to say no.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. So I just do my shit and I go, here, this is what we're going to do. And they're like, all right, cool.
And I mean,
it's already done, so we might as well say yeah, you know what I mean?
But that's what I think a lot of managers, a lot of labels, a lot of the gatekeepers are looking for. They're not looking for an artist that's talented and hasn't done anything.
Dog.
They're looking for someone who's done 98% of it, and then they show up and do the last two.
Yep, and dog, all real talk in life. Don't ask nobody what you should do for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me. This is my life. I'm the fucking entity. I don't work for them. They work for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I am the creator of the art. So why the fuck would I ask you what I should do on my art? Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, what color should I paint on this painting? No, I'm painting this shit. Whatever comes out of my mind. And then if you like it, cool. If you don't, then you don't get it. So peace.
I mean, it's such an important lesson to know, though. It's like I teach at Columbia, and I'm talking to students all the time who are like 18, 19, and I'm like, yo, you guys can be entrepreneurs today.
Right.
You don't
now.
Wait till you graduate. You don't wait till someone gives you permission. You just start. And that's what you've been doing this whole time.
Yes, dog. And it ain't about music. It ain't about, it's about life. Whatever comes to my mind that I think is a good creative idea, dog, if I have an idea for a vacuum design, I'm going to fucking make a vacuum, whatever.
Old vacuums,
man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, whatever comes to my mind, I'm going to create. And ain't nobody going to tell me I can't do it for any other reason. You know why? I'm a human being on this earth just like you, and I can whoop your ass whether you famous or you not famous. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's nobody, everybody's better than everybody at something.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all that, oh, I know what's best for you shit, get the fuck out of here. Like, I ain't hearing that shit.
So, you know, I mean, having, like, had so many kind of, like, false starts or waiting on things, now that you're finally at this point where, like, things are happening, things are moving, you're making things happen, and there's also, like, people who are supporting.
Yeah.
How is that? Like, how is it adjusting to kind of, like, oh, things are actually working right now?
Fuck that. I ain't adjusted to shit. I was like, finally, about time. You know what I mean? It's more like, I've always known. I never doubted myself. I never doubted a single second. Like,
right.
I like.
You were always waiting for everyone else to catch up.
Yeah. It was like, man, y'all better get in tune because I'm about to come out here going crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, when you sign me, I'm telling you, it wasn't going to be no waiting for an album date shit. I'm like, here's the album. I'm putting this shit out. Let's go. Like, they knew, and that's why they're like, great, hell yeah. Here's the album date. When you want to put out? February? Cool. That's why I put my album out so quickly.
I know, man. I mean, it was really only about a year since the signing announcement came.
Yeah, and I was signed before then. I was signed for like 2 or 3 years, and then I was like, yo, man, we need to let them know. And they're like, all right. I'm like, sign a Good Music. They're like, all right, cool, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stopping me, bro. Like, I'm just out here.
So you got the self-titled record that's out now. It just came out last month in February. And how many videos do you have for this now? 2 or 3?
No, I have five. Well, I have a video for every song.
Okay.
So, how many, I guess, have we seen? Because I know, like, we've seen, like, a few come out.
One, it's been steady.
Two, three. I have four out right now.
Yeah.
So every month since we announced the signing, I've had an album out. So the last four, yeah, since we announced the album coming out,
right.
Every month from now on, I'm going to have a video coming out.
So are you overseeing the creative direction of that? Are you working 100%. With people?
Yeah. No, I don't work with nobody. Like nobody. Like Logic say, I don't fuck with nobody. Like nobody at all. Because I don't believe taking some, like, everybody want to attach their shit to your shit. And like I said, like, I'm the creative artist. So why the fuck, if I got the ideas, why am I going to mix it with somebody else's? Like, I want you, when you see my shit, to know it's me.
Right.
I came up with that video.
You jumping out a window, time traveling.
All of that shit is me. That's all me coming up with that shit in my mind and creating it. I don't just, like, oversee. I direct my videos. I know every single shot that I need. Like, I'm not like, oh, man, I got this idea where I want to, like, time travel. I'm like, no. First shot is side pan right. And then pan out, all right, and then scene two. You know what I mean? Like, I
break. You're the creative director of your brand.
Exactly. Yeah. I make the shit. So if it ain't, I shouldn't have to have a creative director. If I'm really an artist, why the fuck do I need somebody else to teach me how to be fresh? Like, dog, this is my personality. My music, my visuals, my sound, like, my style. All this shit is me. I don't have a stylist. I don't have a producer. I don't have none of that shit. This is all me. Because I don't want you to look at somebody's made-up version of me or a better version of me. I want you to get really me. You know what I mean?
So, one of the things that's really notable about the album that I think caught a lot of people's attention is the Kathleen Hanna collaboration, which I think for a lot of people came out of left field. What was that like working with her?
Well, I don't give a fuck about having some famous person on my album.
Right. It's not just a famous person just to have a famous person. Yeah, it's not some YouTube star.
We need features. Like, right. Fuck that shit. Like, I actually didn't want anybody on it. But when I made that record, that song spoke to me, and I was like, man, I need someone on this record. And I was thinking, I don't care about who's popular. I was like, oh, let me try to get Rihanna or whatever. Like,
right.
You know, if I make a song later that sounds like I need Rihanna on it, if that song speaks to me in that way, that's how I'm going to have them on it. But I'm not just trying to get, like, some cool feature. But that song, I needed somebody that was too real, and like Kathleen Hanna was instantly, but I didn't think it was even a possibility. Like, dog, she's
like an icon.
Yeah. That ain't yet. She surpasses fame and cool. Like, dog, she created a scene, a genre, a lifestyle.
Right. You know for so mean? Many women, like, so that many. Is, and not just women, but like,
just in general.
She's
just,
yeah.
She is the fucking most legit woman in the world to me.
Right.
So, we were just, like, on a limb, like, man, fuck it, let's just try it. You know, if she say no, fuck it, you know what I mean? And my manager reached out randomly, like, I got some random email, and she got stoked and was like, man, this is dope as fuck. I love it. Made the track in 2 days, sent me the parts back. Like, I was like, yo, can you do the song? She's like, hell yeah. I'm like, for real? I'm thinking, okay, we got to set up studio time. We got to fly out. We got to do whatever she wants. She's like, sent the tracks back. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
The song has this, like, incredible energy. It's just so frenetic and so, like, pulsing. You know what I mean? Like, it's charged.
Yeah, I wrote the music. And then the lyrics came after that and all of that shit. That's how, like, the feeling is already in the sound of the music. And then so I just attach the words that make sense with the sound. And that song literally wrote itself. So when she got on it, it was fucking perfect, dude. And then she didn't ask me for shit. She didn't say, oh, well, you owe me this or nothing like that. She was like, I just like it. And I was like, I cannot believe this. So I split the song with her 50-50 because I just think she's incredible. And I think she deserves that. You know what I mean?
So, but I mean, like, aside from Kathleen Hanna and you got Mano on guitar, you know, like, by and large, this is almost entirely all you and just your immediate crew, right?
I didn't want anybody on my album.
Right.
I just wanted to make my songs. But Mano is my cousin. And not only, and he didn't get a song on my album just because he was my cousin. Right. But because he's my best friend and cousin, he knows me so well. He was the only person that can make a track that fit my personality. Well, he knows my process. You know what I'm saying? He knows, man, this is my, you know, this is how I make my music. So like he was able to tap my energy and make a song that fit with the pro. Like that song fits on the album perfectly. If I didn't tell you Mano made it, you would think I made it. You see what I'm saying? And that's why he was able to get on the album, because he made an incredible song that fit me. And I wrote the lyrics to that song in 2 seconds because it just fit, you know?
So what happens now? Like, you finally gotten to this point, like we've been talking about, like this good point. You're at this place where the album's out, like you're finally creatively freed to move forward. Like, now that you've finally gotten to this point after so long, what's ahead and what is this for you up to do going forward?
Dude, more music and better music. Like, the songs that I made on this album were the first beats I ever made.
Right.
Ever. But I gave it to you how it was. Not overproduced or worked, retracked. These are...
No, it's got a very, like, kind of punk DIY feel to it.
Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm, like, here's these songs. This is my natural energy here. So, I've been making these songs more and more, so I get better and better at my craft. So, every album after this is going to be doper than the last. You know what I mean? Like, I just am going to make doper music every time. Like...
And I feel like it's going to come out pretty quick because, like, you're finally, like, freed up.
I'm about to make 100 albums, bro. Like, straight up. Like, I just can't stop creating. I'm so heavy. I'm right in the space of my dopest part of my brain. You
know what I mean? When you just go. Like, when, like, an idea comes to you, you just open your notebook and you just all night.
Dude, I got notes on notes, bro. Like, dude. Yeah, I can't wait. And Fonz and me...
Well, Fonz is a genius, man.
Genius.
Fonz is a...
This nigga's a genius, bro. And we've been working together so long. We've been working together 6 years. So it started with me just being like, shut the fuck up. Hit record.
Right.
But now he's so dope, and we inspire each other. He's my wall I bounce the ball off of. You know what I mean? And like, we just boom, boom, boom. Now I got somebody to help me get my ideas out. They're still all me. I still produce everything myself. He's just there to help me fine-tune. You know what I mean?
People need a sounding board. People need a creative collaborator.
He's an engineer. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga's a genius, bro.
What's coming up this year for you in Chicago? Are there any shows where we're going to see you at? Like, you know, for anybody who's, you know, in our town?
Man, I've been trying to give Chicago love, man. But, it's true, dog. Like, when you in Chicago, people put you in that local bullshit or they try to finesse you and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've been signed since 2008. I got an album out. I got records. And the only people to play my music on the radio was Timbuktu, rest in peace, and fucking Vocalo. So what the fuck is that? And then Q101 now, shout out to them.
Yeah.
They play, like, the rock station playing my shit. You know what I mean? And I've known these people. So it's like, you know, I did my album release party in Chicago for free.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but if you see me DJing in Chicago, you still try to be on some local shit with me. So it's like, it just sucks because, you know, I try to show my city all the love. My last fucking 3 or 4 shows in Chicago were free. I did them for free for Chicago so they could have you know what I mean? Not on some cool shit, because I get mad bread for my shows. I get a lot of fucking money to perform.
Right.
So... you know, I just wanted to give Chicago that, and, you know, but if you ain't getting the love back.
But you know what, man? I mean, talking to younger artists, like I just had OG Webby on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he was talking about, like, you know, being kind of that next generation of Treaty Crew and seeing people like you and Nigel and, like, you know, looking up to you guys. I'm sorry. Mano. Seeing you and Mano. And, you know, like, looking up to you guys, say, like, almost like a mentor status, you know what I mean? And it's like, I think that...
We try to put a lot of kids on. Like, me and Mano invented that scene.
Right.
So, all the dudes coming up under us, I'm not saying, well, we put everybody on, but we all definitely tried to help.
We opened a lot of doors.
We opened a lot of doors, and we definitely tried to help anybody who was dope get to where they were. And we show love to any and everybody. Like, all these little niggas right here, these are my homies. And, like, I watched them create their own scene. And I was proud. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga Tokyo, he built his scene.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, they all built their own scene. But it's cohesive. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we're just proud of them and, like, try to put people on. But, you know, I think I will always be from Chicago. I will always rep Chicago. I'm a Southside, Chi-Town boy. You know what I mean? But, I feel like I need to just go out to the world now, because every time you try to stay in an area, you can't hold your sound to one area, dog. You gotta let that shit be free, you know what I mean?
But I mean, it's your time now. It's your time. You've been waiting for this a long time. You've been working towards this a long time. And now you can go out and put it in the world, man. Yeah. It's really exciting to see. I'm really happy that all these things have been unlocked for you, man. Nigel, congratulations. It's great to see it happening for you, man.
OG Jaime, known as motherfucker since 2005 or 4,
it's
G.
Like MySpace days.
Straight up. But yeah, nigga, like almost before MySpace. Hanging out in the fucking store with this nigga, man. Now we both out here cooking, so, man. You always got an interview with me, G. Love, dude, man.
Keep it up.
Always.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at DynastyPodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.